This is Russell James with the Sound Doctrine Podcast. Have a great verse to read and consider today for all of us who are desiring to be bountiful in our Christian life and be used of God. It says in Proverbs 22:9, "He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor." A bountiful eye. You know, we believe, or we have a tendency to think that bounty is something we're looking for to increase ourselves. Hey, a new job, how to make money, how to get an increase, how to grow, how to get an abundance, bounty. And, you know, in the old days, they did call it bounty. Interesting that King Solomon, in 1 Kings 10:13, says that King Solomon gave to the Queen of Sheba of his royal bounty. He gave her whatever she wanted because he had a bountiful eye toward her. He was willing to give her of anything she desired, but this royal bounty came from what God gave to him. But the bounty in the Bible, which it's only in the Bible just a few times, it always speaks of giving, not receiving. So you're bountiful in giving, not bountiful in receiving. It does say, though, that you will be blessed. So you develop a bountiful eye. How do you do that? I know what people think. Hey, how can I make another buck? That's not what this is saying at all. This is saying, how can I meet a need? How can I help someone? How can I help the poor, which is this verse, is case. How can I be a blessing to others and give of my royal bounty to them? So the verse that really tells this is, it's found in 2 Corinthians 9. It says, "But this I say," verse 6, "he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully." It's talking about sowing and reaping. Notice, it's not talking about sowing to grow. He's talking about sowing to give. It's all about the cheerful giver. Actually, the next verse says that God loveth the cheerful giver who will sow bountifully in his giving, not in his hoarding. Becoming a cheerful, scriptural, bountiful giver. Because if you only do just a few things for God and a few things for others, and you're kind of stingy in your sowing and you're casting the bread out, then you're only going to reap sparingly. But if you will sow bountifully, the Bible says you shall reap bountifully. That's why it says in verse 9, "being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God." You get an enriched life in all bountifulness because we're thankful for all that God does for us. So the giving, the law of sowing and reaping. Sometimes you don't reap it physically. Doesn't mean you're going to get material blessings if you give all your money away to the poor. That's not what this teaches at all. What it does teach is that God will decide when and how and where to return the blessing, and you will reap it bountifully. Spiritual blessings might come your way rather than material blessings. You might get a blessing from heaven rather than money from earth. And these spiritual blessings of joy and peace and love and all the things that God will give, these are blessings which you can't put a value on them. You cannot put a dollar value. So the blessings come from afar. They come from heaven. So we sow on earth and we're bountiful in our sowing. And then God sends the bounty back and the blessing from heaven. Think about this, and I will read one last verse here. Psalm chapter 13, verse 6. "I will sing unto the Lord." Why? "Because he hath dealt bountifully with me." See, God is dealing bountifully with us. And here, I just really want to stress this. Our job is to deal bountifully toward others, toward the brethren, have a bountiful eye toward them, and do what we can to serve God, helping them, and then God will deal bountifully for us. So while we're eyeing other people's needs, God is eyeing ours. While we're reaching out to other people's needs, God is very bountiful toward us. And this is a wonderful way to live. And it gives it security. You know, we talk about job security, financial security, blessing security. Strange way to get it. Be a giver. Be a bountiful giver. And God will bless greatly. Think on these things today. And God bless you.